Guten Morgen. Good morning. Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. It's the year 2018. We're living in the 21st century. I believe in resurrection. And you may think that is ridiculous. You may think that that is foolish. After all, even two centuries ago, enlightened people had cast away ideas like resurrection as fantasy. In a humanistic and scientifically advanced age, the very thought of people being raised from the dead would seem to be a joke. But honestly, time and science have almost nothing to do with our perspective on resurrection. In the first century, a Christian teacher was giving an oration to an audience of intellectual elites, and they listened to him with interest until he mentioned resurrection. Then the audience was divided. And many decided he was a fool. Some wanted to hear more, but others mocked him. These were ancient people, and yet they were skeptics. So being a skeptic does not make you modern. Perhaps being modern is not the best thing. Perhaps being correct is better than being modern. Perhaps knowing the truth is more important than being modern. And the truth is, the dead will be raised. And I would like to say that being correct means preparing for resurrection. An hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will come out of their tombs. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Our departed sister, Christina, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. She died just 1 week ago. Jesus said that those who believe in him, even if they die, yet they will live. Christina will be buried several days from now. But the time will come when the Lord Jesus Christ will speak and Christina will come out of her grave. She will rise to live forever. So will all who believe in him. When the Lord Jesus speaks on the day of judgment, we will all rise. The only question is, will you rise to life or will you rise to judgment? Most of you are here because you knew Christina. You cared about her. You can be confident, as I know that Forbes is, that Christina is right now in a far better place, and she will rise to the resurrection of life. Will you? Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Jesus Christ is God the Son, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So as we gather here today, to grieve together, to share our sorrow, and to honor the memory of Christina Fraser, it would be fitting for each of you to give serious thought to the words of Christina's Savior. He offers you salvation. He offers you forgiveness of sins. He offers you everlasting life. Do you believe this? Now let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, would shine brightly upon us. We thank you for Christina, for her friendship, for her fellowship, and for her life. Bless her memory and be with us as we carry on for a time without her. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.